Hello you. So, how is your day going? What did you try out today? Did you learn something new? Since we are staying indoors during quarantine lockdown, isn't it what each one of us has heard at least once? Well, if you feel excited to answer this question, then you are at a good place. But if you find it a little overwhelming and trying to think why you can't, it is also completely all right. Why we say so? Well, this is what we are here to discuss in today's podcast. My name is Mridula and you are listening to the Calm Sage podcast. Here we love to talk about mental health and divulge people with their personal experiences. Today's podcast deals with the big question that is doing rounds around the world. To be or not to be productive during quarantine lockdown. With a lot of emphasis on trying out new things and being productive, it has been causing a lot of stress. As we complete the sixth week of quarantine lockdown in most parts of the world, it's getting harder. The stress which is caused by the constant pressure of doing something apart from our daily routine isn't what we call outdoing ourselves. But is it right? Well, let's take a look at this one. People with a general work life have never been stuck indoors for so long. They are now trying to balance their working hours with the household chores along with maintaining their sanity. Well, the last one does not count as work. If you say so, I will have to tell you that you are not right. Keeping yourself sane during this pandemic while we are all unsure of the future is quite difficult. Every one of us is scared on some level, be it for our health, the well-being of our loved ones, the job security, or the way the world is going to change past all this. Well, admit it, all of us at some point of life have wished that we get a never-ending weekend. We said things like, we would sleep for straight 16 hours, or get down and learn how to cook, or put that extra effort in painting our room, or something like that we have had on our to-do list since forever. All we have asked was for some time. Let me ask, how is it all going now? If you are thoroughly enjoying the time you got to spend with your family all around you, it's good. This has undoubtedly drawn us closer to true forms of life that we have been missing out lately. We all lead such a busy life that we ignore the bliss of this human life. We got in the way of this body and mind which is capable of doing wonders. We can be so creative with our brains and work so hard with that body that nature gifted us. So if you were putting it all out and started to exercise like you always promised yourself, then it is good news. If you have taken up a new hobby or an activity that you were struggling to get time for, it's again terrific. Trying out some new things as you learn from the internet or just helping each other in the home, it is incredible. Social distancing has been made easy with technology, as it is now the only way left to connect with other people. You can join the dance routine with the person in a different part of the world. Check out the live cooking session online along with another bunch of people. Various social media challenges are going on and people are blasting their social media posts with pictures and videos, be it showcasing their culinary skills, learning new languages, binge watching shows, cleaning closet, and the list goes on. As much as the people who are trying to help you keep you busy, it is essential to look after yourself. What is good for you is ultimately decided by you. So read your signs and try to understand what your body demands from you to be healthy during the lockdown. You may be an avid reader, but now it is hard to concentrate on reading because at the back of your head, the thought of people suffering all around the world is not letting you do anything with peace. Or maybe you are an excellent chef, but you haven't tried any dishes all this time. While yet another delicacy, which was made from scratch by one of your friends, just popped up on Instagram. So are you feeling gutted? We understand that it is not a good feeling, as we can dive deep into the pits of darkness. Are you questioning self-worth? Comparisons can lead to it. Remember, it is temporary, and this does not say a lot about you. Therefore, do not indulge in such things where you belittle yourself. The problem lies in the way we process our thoughts. We believe that we are judged on the basis of our productivity, and that is what leads to several mental health problems. But this should not be a factor at such times, especially when we are ceaselessly witnessing a change we were never prepared for. Feeling a little anxious is okay, but you do not have to cover it up and try to do what others are doing. Embrace yourself and learn to manage your mental health problems foremost to anything which is being thrown at you as a social norm. When we started with the lockdown situation, things were different and these challenges seemed entertaining as they were keeping people busy. But now it is getting a little overboard and many people have lost the interest. They're slipping into anxiety and avoiding them. But does social media ever stop? No. Therefore, a lot of us are under the pressure of performance and doing it still for the sake of it, but not feeling the happiness of achievement. A lot of us are not even aware, but showing signs of restlessness and not getting enough sleep, while others are finding it difficult to cope with the loneliness and getting out of bed every day seems like a struggle. So you don't have to stir that coffee up to the time your wrist starts aching. You can have it your usual way. Take care of your mental health and stick to activities which are calming for your mind, like listening to music, watching an episode of Friends to brighten your mood, or to sit quietly and watch the sunrise and sunset. As long as you are happily processing with your day, you are going to feel fulfilled. Even if you put up hard work to compete with other people, you will not get there mentally. So try and focus on being content and not to worry about being too productive. This is important to learn that each person reacts to the situation differently. If you're happily able to manage your work with some fun things, it's good for you. It says you are in a good place mentally and are at peace this time. It is excellent as it reflects on people associated with you. We would recommend you to keep a check on your friends, co-workers and neighbors if they live alone to help them out. The signs could straight up be picked from posting a lot on social media or just disappearing from it altogether. They may be under some mental stress and not coping well with this situation. We have talked about how to help someone around you on our blogs. You can read them on our website calmsage.com. So the answer to this question of whether to be productive or not during this quarantine lockdown is to do what you feel you are most comfortable with. If your mental health allows you to take on that food or activity challenge, go for it. If you feel like going by the day with your same routine, be proud of it. Nonetheless, whether someone notices you or not, you are only answerable to yourself, and therefore keeping your physical and mental health both in equilibrium is a necessity. Just as we approach the end of this podcast, we would only add that we are proud of you for staying home and helping the world fight the pandemic together. Every person's help counts. So stay indoors and be safe. Thank you for listening.